This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
And now, from beyond our dimension, this is the Jeff Mara Podcast. Here's Jeff.
My guest is Yogini Rome from Karnataka, India, who during her near-death experience communicated with two light beings, which we're going to learn about and more. Yogini, thank you for joining me and welcome.
Namaste. Thank you for having me.
So let's start on the day that you had this NDE and go from there.
I was in Goa, and every morning I will go for my morning walk, early morning, 5 o'clock. And while coming from walk, I saw like what time it is, and it was 7 o'clock. After that, I don't remember anything. During that time, I was hit by the speeding vehicle from behind, okay? And I saw white tunnel is opening, luminous light. I was absolutely cool and calm. I was seeing that tunnel. That tunnel I had seen a couple of times during my childhood as well. So it wasn't new to me. And I was curious to see what is next is coming out of it. So from there, two light bodies came. One came a little further, one was behind it. And they asked me to come with them. And I gave my hand to them. Normally in India, we always prefer the right hand. I gave my hand to them. And I said, like, okay, I'm going up. Where? And what is down then? So when I looked down, it was my dead body. My body was in like a totally dismantled shape. There was a lot of blood next to my head, which was black, dried. So I think that my body was lying there for almost 1.5 hours or so. And I saw the people around my body, my daughter, etc. And then I remember I have a children and they're waiting for me at home. And I looked at them, my hand was just like this. And I say, I have a small children waiting for me at my home. And they let my hand go. And they said to me, come back whenever you wish to come back. And I then felt like I moved my like that sound I did. And then everyone shouted, oh, she's alive, she's alive. And again, I blank out. Then after I don't know what was the time or what period went, I was in a hospital. I couldn't see anything. Everything was blur. And still, like I've been from the childhood spiritual person, so I don't get scared, etc. Curious. Then I understood this side, my head had a lot of hit and the doctors were doing something over here, but I couldn't see anything. And during that time, I traveled in my brain. I saw that neurocircuitry, like wherever it was hit, there was some red sparks. The area which was functioning right were like a blue. The area which was little affected was the green. So I was seeing, I was literally, my soul literally travel inside my brain. And then I went in a coma. These are the two things I saw during my near-death experience. But as I said, being a spiritual person from childhood, it didn't scare me. I was observing. I was observer. And when I came back, my memory was taken out. I had no memory, no senses, and all the lot of churning process I went through that time.
So you went into a coma, and then when you came out, it sounds like you had forgotten all of this, right?
Yeah.
How did these memories come back to you?
Okay. As I said, like I've been spiritual from the childhood. I came from that kind of a background. So this tunnel also I had seen during my childhood a couple of times. The soul, etc., was not a foreign words for me. My mother had taught me the soul language very early age. When it's come to the, my brain, as I said, my soul travel. In our Sanskrit, we have a word written that size of a soul is sahasra kushagre. When you break tip of your hair in 1,000 part, the one part of is the size of a brain. Another thing, like anything is not injected in your body and taken out of your body. Your body has its own mechanism to heal it. Then, when my memory was lost, but I had travel inside my brain, I knew what is exactly happening. I had a really good doctors, etc. And they said to me, okay, before that, I was like, when I met in this accident, I was general manager of finance. Okay. So like a big job profile, I've been to the ladder of a careers at the peak. Okay. So he said, Rome, sorry, it will take 5 years to diagnose you. What exactly has happened? I said, no, I don't have a 5 years for this thing. I took my health in my hand. Okay. And I totally shut up everything and completely focus on my health. We have a lot of sources in Ayurveda, our mantra chanting, etc., how the vibration heals you. Okay. So there are the certain practices which I learn from our Vedas and Ayurveda, breathing techniques, etc., which I did on me, where the medical science had no remedy. So today, am I with front of you? And same, I'm sharing people from all over the world. Wherever the medical science has given up on you, come to me.
From what I'm understanding, you have been astral traveling since you were a child. Were you taught how to do that, or did it just happen spontaneously?
It's like all thing was trained to me practically by my mother. Okay. And as I said, everything has a soul. She will say, go connect it, talk to them, listen to them. Any entity from any realm, talk to them, connect them. All you need is love and compassion. You don't need to fear anything. So if this my near-death experience put me completely on my spiritual path. You must be aware of it because you have been interviewing so beautiful souls. They had so much experience. So we come here with the purpose to perform on the earth. Okay. But once you are born on earth, your memories are taken out and you get indulged in your normal life. But you are a messenger or you are come with a purpose. Then life hits you back and you can forget your destiny, but your destiny will never forget you.
Can you tell me a little bit about your mother and her spiritual training or spiritual life that guided you?
I come from very ancient India where we did not have electricity as well. Okay. She wasn't a literate woman, but she was full with the wisdom. So this is like ancient India upbringing, where we connect with the river, we connect with the flower, we connect with the insects. Everything is, my mother used to say, everything is willing to talk to you. Just go into the different dimension. That is very ancient India. As I said, we didn't have even electricity also during that time. So I had that upbringing where like we have a big temple of Goddess Vajreshwari where we worship Tantra, Mantra. So you don't become a yogi because you just want to be a yogi or you do some courses. You become a yogi because there are all the surroundings, situations are made, help you to become a yogi. If you have read the book Autobiography of a Yogi, you will come to know. You don't become the yogi just because you do some courses. Like your entire upbringing happens that way. So getting back my memory, if you notice, we do a lot of chanting and our Sanskrit language. Okay. And I had access to it and I'm good in that. That helped me to activate my vibration in the brain, okay? Another thing, we say life force, prana, energy, life force. When you're operated or everything, anything is, when your body is open, anyway, crack, the prana, life force go away from you, like, no? Is evaporated from your body. So activating your neurons, path is easy when you pump more oxygen. So doing different technique of breathing, which helped me to damage nerves to activate. After that, I did a lot of study on the neuroplasticity, neurology, etc. I have a Harvard, Stanford, you name it, because I had a data from Vedas, Ayurvedas, and our spiritual practices, but I wanted clinical data. So I had both things, I combined them. And again, my mother remains over here. If nothing is taken out of your body, or nothing is put in your body, you can heal your body. I have a different food system, which is an ancient Sattvic yogic food system. And it took me 5 years to come back. But now my memory is more than that what I was. And better than at this age.
Who do you think those two light beings were during your experience?
Okay, we have a guides with us. Those guides come to take us. So I did a lot of spiritual traveling, different planets traveling. Like it was like I went on a different adventure route. Okay, so another thing I realize over here, like we call hell and heaven, but there is no hell and heaven. Like in Hinduism, we have that the god of a death will come to take you, but nobody came death as us. They both with a lot of love and compassion. So we have our guides, they came to take us. And yes, I do meet them sometime in real life as well.
How do you do that?
A given time, I live in a different dimensions. Like, I don't know how you're going to edit it, but I'm going to share with you. Because you're meeting so many people. So you may be able to understand it. You edit it the way you want it. Childhood, I was 3 years. And I asked my mom, that time also the India-Pakistan war happened something. And I asked my mom, why the people die? Where they go after they die? I was 3 years. Why the children die then? What happens to their body? Okay. And she answered me absolutely perfectly, not ignoring me. This is a stupid question or something. No. She also... And like I do, that place is full of tantra. It's not a black or anything. It's a good vibes. So when I'm coming, I will see someone is meditating in the fire. I will see the different entities. I will look at them. I was not able to put that. I will see the life size book scrolling and I'll see the things are moving. And I was so young to say that. We had one tamarind tree top of the hill. And now everyone used to get scared to go over there. And I will go and meditate over there. So, like, from the childhood, I was seeing all this thing. My mother never discouraged me. She gave sense to me what that it is. Okay. So, like, when you want to communicate with the different entities, you just need to be in a different vibration. This everything is a vibration. When people come to me in my retreat, they may be seeing the physical symptoms, what they are seeing, but I can see their entire soul history, the karma history, what is there in the body. Yeah. There's one incident came, and that couple said she want to have a child, etc. And I'm just cutting it short. And she had one daughter, and then I just closed my eyes and I travel in her womb. And I saw three patches in her womb. I said, your womb is already damaged. You try to have a child, but the fetus is connecting to your uterus, and that's why it has to be aborted. She said, yes. I said, why didn't you reveal this for me? So when my eyes came back, it is a totally altogether the different eyesight. So at the moment also, I don't go in the crowd. I stay very inside secluded place. I go once in a month out where I close completely myself. So when my eyes came back, I was best done with the altogether different sight. One more thing I will share with you. As I said, you are free to edit whatever, like, you know, the platform, what to reveal, what not to reveal. We cannot reveal everything which will disturb the humankind. That also I'm aware of it. So during that time, like, I was going through divorce as well. Okay. And I had a very beautiful children too. And after this accident, some things went such a topsy-turvy that my children were also taken away from me. And as you know, like an Indian mother, we think only about our children. I was successful, age 3 person, very appreciated for everything. My ex-family has no bad feelings about me. And when my children's taken away from me, I wanted to commit suicide. I went and I heard the sound. Your two children are taken away from you because there are 1,000 children in the world who needs you. Today I understand the meaning of it. I was meditating in my room. I said, I've been good wife, good mother, successful businesswoman. Why this has happened to me? I lived my every step with my culture. And my soul went away from my body. It went away from my room, my building, Goa, India. Earth. So Earth was looking like a small ball for me. And I've been communicating, you call the God or whatever creator, from the childhood, I've been communicating directly. So I got irritated. I said, what is this? What you're trying to show me? Then I heard the voice. You were mother, you were this, you were that, blah, blah. Everything is illusion. Drop it. Okay, as I say, when the children's taken away, they said same thing. You're not here. Just you are. There are the thousands of children in the world who want to take. So during that time, the things were turmoil, but it was like putting me back on my destiny path. And yes, there are the thousands of people all over the world come to me, and thus I'm their mother. Sorry.
Do you think we decide our destiny pre-birth and even make a contract for it?
Yeah, it's called the soul agreement. So when the soul goes in the particular realm, like we have a seventh realm, so soul reaches, you know, after the fourth realm, your spiritual evolution journey happens. Like on the fourth realm, like you have a compassion, caring towards it, okay? So you come over here like a 50-50, you have a 50-50 will. That 50 is destined, 50 is you take care of it. And like during that time, oh, I asked this question to God, like if the meditation is the evolving path, then why we have to go on the earth and get lost? So I've been asking this with the communication. So though I have my mother as a spiritual guru, etc., but she always gave me the direct phone line to meet up. So I got the answer, because when you go on earth, you learn faster. That's why the life gives us the experience and then you learn the lesson. So our soul decides what lesson you want to learn when you go on the earth. Then we set our tribe that, oh, you want to have a same experience, or you play that role, I will play this role. And then all like a puppet, we sign the agreement, we come down, everyone enters, exit as, but during this time, like this kind of a process, you release the previous karma, create the more karma, entangling the things. So that creating new karma is also depend upon how much soul has gained the consciousness. So yes, you sign the soul agreement and come over here to perform the thing that what I said, you can forget your destiny, but your destiny will never forget you.
I love how you ask the question, why do we have to come to earth and get lost? Because I think that's a big part of it, is we come here forgetting, and it makes it more difficult in a way to learn.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I say, like it's a ask and it will be answered, provided you are ready to accept the answer. After accepting the answer, you are ready to implement that in your act. Universe is here to give you. Ask.
What is the best way to change our vibration?
Now, you want to change the vibration to communicate with the different entities, or you want to change the vibration to attract the abundance, like what way you want, like a vibration to be changed?
Let's say to attract abundance.
Yes. Okay. Here I will say, I tell my all the guests, everything is given to you in abundance. Everything will be available for you in abundance as and when you need it. Okay. So, for example, if I want this room to be beautiful, I can go do the shopping and get the things, or beautiful curtain, beautiful this, that. But that will not make the room beautiful, because there's a lot of clutter is there. So first, you need to declutter yourself. You need to have a strong belief in Creator and in you. Your vibration, your mind, your feeling, as I said, desire, your Ichha Shakti, your wisdom, and the Kriya Shakti. Your all abundance will get manifested much easier when your acts are in harmony with the universe and the betterment of a living being. So that abundance will be enriching you. So my definition of abundance is all physical, emotional, spiritual, everything. I don't know your definition of just a materialistic or something, that I don't know. But my definition of abundance is this. You have a good health, that's abundance. So physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual.
Is there anything within your near-death experience that has been discussed or shown within the Vedas?
Very good question. Vedas, we always say Atma. We call the soul in the Vedas Atma. So the soul is such Atma, which has no gender, which cannot be destroyed. Atma uses this body to perform this life karma on it. So your body is the cloth which Atma wears it. Okay? Veda is the, like we call it Atma. There's a lot, that's what I said. It did not scare me off. Because those are the familiar terminology. I was just saying the practical of it.
All right, what about changing your vibration to contact entities?
There are like a lower realm entities and higher realm entities. Okay? Lower realm entities cannot go more than two realm. Like they can only communicate to that realm. Okay? And the higher realm entity, they can connect with the lower realm entity as and when they need. But it is really complicated and one need to take care of the safety. Okay, so here, like your senses, you become so sensitive that we call this like a kundalini awakening. The people who's the kundalini awaken, they're very sensitive to the things happening around them. Okay, so like if you say like how to change the vibration, it's a long process. You just can't change like this. It comes with the understanding, experiencing. It's a long process. And maybe I was born with it, so it becomes easy for me.
What would you say your destiny is in this life?
I reach on my destiny, helping and guiding people to find their soul purpose and showing them the way of abundance. I'm on my destiny.
Has the memories of your experience faded over time?
Of near-death experience or the previous life?
Well, both. I didn't even know about the previous life.
Okay. So after near-death experience, whatever happened in my previous life, which made sense to me, because it happened, so I had to, else I would have been just thinking about my mother. My children, I would have not opened my heart to all these people from all over the world. Unconditional love. Okay. Yes. And after like a near-death experience memory, no, like I still meet those entities and they ask me like, oh, when you are coming back?
Do you think that those entities are part of your soul tribe?
Yeah. There are a lot of guardian angels are with me. Without them, I would have not been, I would not be where am I today. In my life, I had a really beautiful, successful life. Like, you name it, I experienced it. And being an Indian woman who comes from the rural area and achieving so much. And now what the setup I have set up, as I said, all over the people come. So this is not, it's me who is doing. There are the different souls, guardian angels. I'm very well literate in the Vedas, Puranas, our literature as well, Sanskrit language as well. So it is not me. Without them, I would have not able to function. And everyone has a guardian angel with them. You need to connect with them.
What's the best?
It's not me.
What's the best way to connect with our own guardian angels?
How do you connect with your neighbor? Just like that. Be in the gratitude. You will be given more in the graciously. They are also willing to communicate with you. But the human beings' eyes, ears are closed with the material thing. They just see things which are in the form. But the formless world is more huge.
Earlier you talked about everything being an illusion. Would you say this entire realm that we live in is an illusion?
So, in or Vedas, or in the Krishna's language, we say the Maya, illusion. Everything is illusion. Okay. And who are here? We are a doer over here. We think. But we better to be observer. As long as the person is in the lower realm, they think, oh, they are doing it. They are doing it. So they think like a doer. But the moment we think, we start living as an observer, then you realize what is today, it was not yesterday, and it will be not be tomorrow. Change is the constant. That's the illusion. But that illusion gives you opportunity to experience and express and create your karma.
Would you say that Krishna was an entity from possibly another planet or something that people would call an extraterrestrial?
He was a living being over here who had the consciousness. Now, do you want me to tell the small story of Krishna on the illusion?
Yeah.
Have you explained the illusion? You're free to edit it, okay?
Sure.
Because I'm not like a polished Western woman. I'm a rustic Indian yogi.
You're doing great.
So once the Narada, who is a messenger of a god, asked the Krishna that everyone says the illusion, illusion. What is this illusion? Maya. We call it in Maya. He said, okay, do one thing. Get me a little water to drink. So this is like a yogi. We drink water in this. So he said, okay, do one thing, get me a little water to drink, then I will explain you what is a Maya. Okay, he said, okay. He goes on the stream to get the water, the river flowing stream. He goes, and the old ancient India, we will wash our clothes on the stream. So there he saw the beautiful girl washing the cloth, and he fell in love with her. He get married to her. They have two children, okay? And for some work, he travels to the other village. So he had totally forgotten that he has gone to get the water. He's a messenger of a god. He has totally forgotten in that lady's love. Then he get married. He get into the married life, children. So he has totally forgotten his sign work to him. So he goes to village. And here, the cloud bursting happens. And where his family was, is everything get washed up. When he come back, and he said, oh, everything washed up. He saw that stone where he met his wife first time. And he said, oh, I lost my wife, my children, and everything. And he start crying. And he hear the footprints. And I said, it's coming. Then he saw the Krishna and he remembered, oh, you had asked me to get water. I forgot. I'm so sorry. I kept you thirsty for 12 years. He said, 12 years? No, it was just the ghatika, means in the Sanskrit, like a ghatika means 30 minutes. You went, and since you did not got the water for me, I was worried about you. So I came to see you. Really? Just a 30 minute, 12 years. What was that? That is called the illusion.
Would you say that on the other side, in the astral world, there is no time?
Yes, there is no time. There are no senses in the astral world. You can communicate, as I said, like you can travel different planet. You can communicate different entities on the astral level. There's no time. Even like in our Vedas also mentioned in that. Like you think here the 100 centuries has been passed, but there just one page is passed. I will also share one of my experience over here. When my mother taught me, like you directly communicate with that source where you want to connect. That's how I've been connecting our ancient seers and sages. I'm very well versed with mantras. And I'm only lady in India who teach this topic, mantra. So I was studying Buddhism. I did study Buddhism also. And I have came across the Buddhist suttas. The way we have a Vedas, the Buddhism has the suttas, which are written in the Pali language. The ancient Buddhist suttas is written in the Pali language. You may be aware of it. Okay. And since I had a little background of those ancient language as well, so I wanted to connect with the Buddha and get that truth. Like, I want absolute, not the translated thing. And during that time, my Buddhist guru, teacher, has shown me meditate, ask, meditate, ask. So almost 3 months I was meditating. I spent almost 12 years of my life in my spiritual evolution process, completely isolating. So I will go in the orbit. I will see the Buddha like a figure meditating there. It was like this, I'm here and that is over here. So we have a certain rules to follow over there. You cannot just go and knock on the door till that entity is ready to offload the thing. And when after the 3 months almost, I got connected and everything got transferred just like this. So in that dream, the connection and the communication happens very quick, very much fast speed than our Wi-Fi.
Can we connect with entities in our dreams?
Yes, because somewhere if they want to connect with you, then it's a both side communication. It's a both side if they're willing to connect with you.
Before we started recording, you mentioned to me that people come to you from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
What do they come for?
When they have lost their life path. I get, now, as I said, like I will share with you, there are a lot of cases come with anxiety, depression, where there the soul evolution process is happening. There's a soul evolution process, and people go through the very churning process during that time. And that time, like when their soul is destined to be over here, they come over here. So mostly this people on the spiritual path who has lost like a, how, where, those kind of a people. But teaching at my center is not on the religious base, is absolutely the spiritual base, giving them experiences. Sometime like, as I said, the last lady also come from Portugal. It's like all over the world the people come, but they all are spiritual soul. So they have experienced the trauma, sexual abuses, etc. So healing happens to them and giving them back to their soul purpose and life in their hand. I also have a guest who comes regularly every year to see me. So I'm kind of a guru ma, mother. So more the people who are lost the spiritual path. It's like a basically soul evolution process where they are confused. So those kind of a beautiful soul comes here who needs me. This their destiny to be over here.
What is the name of your center?
Rome's Wellness.
Are most of the spiritual teachers in India men, which they would call yogis? And there are very few women teachers, which they would call yoginis.
Yeah. Yoginis and the yogi, as I said, like there are the, we don't come that, it is not a something degree, etc. When you perform, you radiate. You should be radiating. In India, we have a much hard, like a this is what we discuss about a different dream and soul. It is a soul psychology. But to be in India, yogi, you need to have a strong base of a Vedas, Puranas, Shastras, Sanskrit. Okay. When I started my journey and I released my first book, because I have a lot of Westerners and I don't just confine like a Hindu, Muslim, Christian, etc., my center is open for all. I got a lot of black shashas from the other community. that being a woman, how you can perform this fire ritual, how you can chant this mantra. That time I answered them because I was well versed with all those things. I said, like when the Krishna said that soul has no body, then where the soul is gender? And whomsoever I see the worthy of sharing my knowledge, I will share. Just like Mevlana Jalaluddin Rumi. I studied all the religion, almost all the religion, whatever was accessible to me. So that's what I said. Though I'm a Hindu yogi, but I'm a spiritual person.
What inspires you about your near-death experience?
That, now done, I need to be on this. This is my destiny. And I will share over here. When I was born, like in India, basically I'm from the priest family. So they take child to show to other priest, and they, with their date of birth and the sign, etc., they predict the future. So they had told my parents that she is born with the purpose. She is not ordinary woman. So does my, the name, which is in my ancient name, Prajna, which means infinite wisdom. Prajnanam Brahma. You may would have heard this word. Prajnanam Brahma means they see the creator through the wisdom. So they had already told my parents, that's how my parents raised me. So during our childhood, we had a Vedantic school, and I was only female who was there, only child. So in a daytime, like morning 11 to 5, I had to be in the normal school, and morning 9 to 11, I used to be in the chanting school. All the chanting mantras and all. And that what helped me to get my memories as well. Because the hippocampus area was hit, which healed of the mantra chanting. And here I heal the people, I help the people with all these things which I experienced in my life.
It sounds like you were healed from the chanting, at least your brain was. What are the other benefits of it?
Yeah. Like what happens when you chant? There's again called the mantra yoga. That's a big science. Like when you know the Sanskrit word, that so far we have known, like West knows only the 7 chakras, but there are 114 chakras. You asked me this question again about the abundance. Now, in this, since you gave me the opportunity, now this will give you the clear picture. So we have the 7 chakras. 7 chakra has its own characteristic. If the chakras are blockage, those resources in your life will be blockage. Apart from that, we have 114 chakras. We have 72,000 energy source nadis. Are you aware of it?
No, I haven't.
So, West knows only the 7 chakra, but there are 114 chakras. There are 72,000 energy nadi. There are the 10 types of functions are performed by the breath, what we inhale. Okay. And the language Sanskrit, the every letter is the tapping letter on that chakra or activating that nadi source. You edit this, I will just chant one mantra and you experience it. Okay.
I would like to keep it in.
Yeah. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivaradhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrutyor Mukshiya Mamritat. How do you feel?
Relaxed, perhaps?
Now I will chant another mantra and let me know. Om Aim Glom Namo Bhagavati Vartali Vartali Varahi Varahi Varahamukhi Varahamukhi Ande Andini Namaha Runde Rundini Namaha Jambe Jambini Namaha Mohe Mohini Namaha Stambe Stambini Namaha Sarvadushtam Pradushtam Sarvasham Sarvavaktitta Chakshur Mukha Gatir Jivva Stambanam Kuru Kuru Shigram Basham Aim Glom Taha 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 Om Astraya Fatta Swaha. You felt a fire in you?
I felt like energy.
Yes. It's just an example. I'm the only woman who can chant much, much, much longer mantras. So even the priest in India and around the India, a lot of people comes to me. Even I do have India interviews where I can share with you. Mm-hmm. So I'm an exclusive woman who has completely dedicated and committed on this path. And who knows the Sanskrit? That language is very important. How you pronounce. And you see, you've seen the experience. Just the chanting.
A lot of people out there are suffering and grieving over the death of a loved one. What kind of advice do you have for those people?
I really understand, like, they're suffering with death. But that body had a relationship with you, neither that soul. Okay? When the death happens, that person's new journey starts. The soul new journey starts. That soul has no relation with you. Unless you have some bondage, then certain soul get connected and reincarnate again. Okay? So, and if you grieve and all, it is like a little obstacle for them. So set them free on their journey, I would say. Because this is what told to by my mom as well. So when my mom expired, when my dad expired, I knew this is the next, this one. Okay? So set them free. If you love your beloved one, they will come periodically visit you, that's for sure. You may not be able to see them or hear them, but they will come periodically. That soul had no relationship with you. That body had a relationship with you. Same way, your body as a mother, father has a relation, but soul is just using this body to experience.
Interesting to think about.
Second thing, like why so much confusion, chaos in the people life? Because there is a miscommunication with the universe. Because if you doesn't know where you want to go in your life, what do you want to experience in your life? It's something like if you don't have a crystal clarity, then you just take it whatever is thrown on your path. That's what I observe. Like, first, you need to find out who you are, where you will be comfortable. Most of the thing, like, you will come, like, a broken relationship, marriages, etc., and a bad experience, encounter with narcissists, etc., because my majority females are 90% are the women. So, connecting with all their experiences. So, first, you need to find out, you always, if you think, oh, I want person to give this, I want person to give that, universe doesn't understand no and want. So you will come across with the same person who is also in need something. So when the two needy people comes, nothing flourishes. So first you be with the abundance and the flourish, and you decide who is deserving you. Don't think, oh, you need. Sometimes I have things like they will go again and again. I say, why? What is happening? No, Rome, we are feeling too lonely. I said, go on the dating detox. First, you see with whom you will be comfortable. Before that, you see what you are. Make change in you. Change your vibration where you remain the love. If you are a needy, you will attract other needy person. Nowadays, every woman want like a person to be giving a lot of money and things to him. But those kind of women will mostly end up with the person who needs the money. Because when you say, I don't want narcissist, or what is a narcissist? I don't want narcissist. Universe doesn't understand, don't want. So he will only understand, I narcissist. And it will be delivered to you. So first be clear what you want to experience in your life. You will be only clear when this is clear. If your eyes are overlapped with the greed, expectation, past experience, then you have no clarity. You are still the murky water.
Some of the near-death experiencers will say that they returned because they have a purpose, but they still haven't discover their purpose once they've come back. What advice can you give? to help people discover their purpose?
As I said, like if it is like just a short-term memory, they get again carried away with their material life. And they just say, thank you. Yes, I'm fine. I've come. And they get involved with that. It is like, it is really strong, strong way. I have to push away the material world. Literally strong way. When there were like a lot of job offers and all, even the recent experience, like I invested because I'm in the coffee plantation. I invested some in the coffee and I have a good credential, like a academic record in the coffee plantation, specialty coffee, this, that, because I'm in the plantation. So seeing that I invested money and gave it to them, like you invest it and I will ask after 5 years, 10 years, I immediately heard, you're not here to create the assets. You are here to serve. And as long as you are serving, everything will be taken care of in abundance. Okay, boss. I say only beyond that, I cannot invest. Okay. So pushing that material thing, even like giving appointment to the people also, I don't give the appointment unless I feel it, like an interview, etc. Unless I feel, I don't give appointment. So what happened? Like you are used to that money, the relationship and all. So you again go get carried away with that. So definitely it's very difficult. Once you know the purpose and to be on that purpose, it's not easy. You need a lot of sacrifices, determination and dedication. Like my day start morning 3:30 with the chanting. I'm on the yoga deck 6 o'clock.
Do you fear death at all?
No, I'm waiting. They do ask me, you're done when you're coming back. Recently, we were just, someone was with me and we're going to get the photocopy. And when the person came, I said, who are you? What? And then I realized because they were there communicating with me. So I know when I'm going back. And that's how the yogi, they live consciously, die consciously.
What is your definition of God?
Lovely. Something father, something mother. As a God, is love. Abundance. Just think your father, how you go to your father. Normally in India, I worship as a mother. The God is a creator. There are different definition, but it is love, abundance. You can connect to him with the love and compassion. And accessible to everyone. Yes. I also ask this question. How the soul get created? What are a baby soul? What is a soul nursery? Infant soul? What about the soul who did not have a previous life? I did a lot of this one. Like as I said, the 12 years churning process. Clinical psychology, soul psychology, neurology, everything. So whatever I'm talking, it is experience by me. May not be right or wrong, nothing, but this is what my experience is. So when I ask like, okay, we have been created by the same creator. This is my word. We have been created by the same, we have been created by creator having capacity to contribute in his creation. So we have a same Evon, which is, so when I say, okay, show me how the souls are born. Okay. So I saw like a table, but everything is, it's not a solid form. It's like all the luminous form. And I see like a fog, like a mist, and a tiny, tiny particle comes down. They say, these are the soul. Okay. Then what happened? The soul has a freedom to take a birth wherever they want. You want to visit different planet, you want to take a birth in the different country, etc. But this soul normally take a rebirth in the familial surrounding. Okay. So sometime you will come across, oh, this is a young child, but the child talk like a old person. That body is a child, but soul is old soul. Sometime you will come across the 70, 72 year person, but behaving like a teenage. The body is 70, 80 years, but the soul inside is teenage. Once I was on the railway platform, I came from like a very comfortable family background. So I don't have to see the much bad things in the universe world. And I saw the people fighting. And I asked, why the people are fighting just for the food? I've been always having that kind of a connection. Why the people are fighting for this food? Because they have just incarnated from animal yoni. So sometimes the person act like that way. Oh, is this animal? So I've also seen the people who had just recently incarnated from animal yoni. I've also seen the people, the soul, earlier it was a human being, but took the birth as an animal. So that's what I said. I don't travel much outside.
Right now, there are 8 billion people on the planet. Why are there so many people reincarnating at this time?
Yeah, good question. But these 8 billion people are also very less. There is a more crowd up over there. Okay, only now this, people are aware of this fact. That's why that talk is coming, 8 billion people earlier. And earlier also it was there. Only thing, whenever you see the civilization is peak, the population is large, something happens and the population comes down. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says, as and when the civilization reaches at its peak, it starts destroying itself. So it is like a peak. We know a lot many things, technology, etc. So it is not the first time it has happened. Previous as well. I have traveled my previous births and.
After this lifetime, are you coming back here again or going to another planet?
A very good question. When we are on the 7th realm, that's at the last birth, we take it, but it's absolutely up to you when you are taking the birth. Okay. But traveling to the different planets, etc., which normally also I do. Sometime the person will call from Australia, Guruma. I say, what happened? No, you only asked me to call you. I say, okay. Lady from the other country, they will say, Rome, it was so good to have you over here. I was really down. So it's sometime my student asked, ma'am, Guruma, they normally call me Guruma. How is this planet, that planet? Then I'll say, look, I know about this planet. But I don't know about this planet because I haven't been. But in this birth, this, I can travel to different countries without visa and without air ticket and the different planet. But definitely, after the 7th realm, you need to come back again before you get the Mahaparinirvana, where the soul spreads. Okay? So, but that I will not so soon. Not so soon. Not keen.
In your soul traveling, have you ever seen the future?
Future has been shown to me from the childhood many a time. I remember, as I said, I was in my office, 7th floor, top company in the Goa, top office, all the luxury, Land Rover, Porsche, everything. And I'm doing something else. I said, what? I'm going to chant mantra. I'm going to do the yoga. I can't believe this. And everything is happening. And before that also, the future has been always shown to me, but I'm always excited about the future. I never overlap myself.
After watching this podcast, people may want to ask you questions. Are you open to that? And if so, how should they contact you?
You can give them my email ID.
What is that?
romeswellness@gmail.com.
Rome's Wellness
@gmail.com. Yeah.
You mentioned that you had a book earlier. What's the title of your book?
Yeah, that book is like a particular abundance system you can experience in your life, which is in the Sanskrit. I translated in the English, so which is available in the PDF format now. But it's I want whatever the knowledge in the Vedas, Puranas, should be accessible to all over the world. As I said, all the community people comes over here and they get it. So that is the particular religious system.
Mm-hmm.
So one need to know the Indian religion and the God-Goddess system. So they will be able to understand, which I completely translated in English and in the spiritual form, giving the importance of the religious, spiritual significance in every religious ritual is in the PDF form.
If somebody wanted to learn more about it, where do they find it?
Yeah, they can send me the email. I will forward it to them.
Oh, okay. Well, before we finish up, can you give us one more positive message?
Everything is given to in abundance. Create the trust the creator who has sent you on the earth. He will take care of you. That the two things I very strongly believe, see, these are the absolutely my word, everything is given to you in abundance. Everything will be in abundance as on when you need it. When is that? For the normal people. For the spiritual people, you have been created by creator, having a capacity to create, contribute in his creation. Because when the soul comes to here, I show them light on the spiritual path. So I'm contributing to his work. So I'm no more me. It's creator who chose me.
Yogini Rome, thank you for your message. And thank you for being my guest.
Thank you for inviting me and listening to me. I was not expecting such a quick reply from you.
Well, I'm happy to have you.
You're welcome over here. I will send my website also, romeswellnessco.in. You're welcome. This is absolutely the spiritual place in the coffee plantation. Morning, you get up with the bird sounds, etc. And the main road away from here, the 2 kilometers, so no sound.
Mm.
You experience the absolutely authenticate Ayurveda yogic food. Because I'm not a yogi from the certification, now you know me. But yes, I have a lot of academic qualification from the Stanford, Harvard, etc.
Wow.
You're always welcome. I'll be glad to host you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for watching the Jeff Mara podcast. I really appreciate you. Another way to show support is through YouTube memberships. And if you do, there are loyalty badges and other perks depending on your level of membership. All you need to do is click the join button underneath the video to find out more. Thank you for your support.